Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each and every one of you, thank you, Pastor Dave. Just professional and just, the whole thing was great. There was one part today that was just unbelievable, though. You know what it was? It's when all those kids went to sleep, like immediately when you tell them to, right? Have you ever had that happen at your house? Never. Never, ever happened at mine with children or grandchildren. But, the number one verse for me in the Bible, people ask me all the time, everywhere I go, how's it going at Trinity? And I say, Dave, go ahead and just jump on the piano there. I tell people all the time, many open doors, many adversaries. There's not a day that goes by around here where I don't say about some news that comes my way, really? That happened? That's amazing. I mean, something incredible is happening all the time. God is doing so many wonderful things on our campus. And every day, I also hear myself saying, you gotta be kidding me. That happened? Because we're in a battle, we're in a war, and this war rages, and it's good and evil, and it's going to be constant. There's going to be good news, there's going to be bad news. It's going to happen throughout the rest of our lives. How many of you remember the time where you were the bearer of bad news? I remember when, you all know I love the NFL, and I was born and raised in Dallas, and so very rarely, when the Cowboys play early in the morning, am I able to get all the way home in the afternoon without somebody tipping off whether they won or lost. Now, some of it's just communicated from some of you other fans of other teams, and I look you in the eye, and you just have this little sparkly smirk on your face. And then I know Cowboys lost. One day, I almost got all the way home, and I look at my phone. I got a little text, and somebody just blew it for me, that I knew the outcome of the game. So, we all, at times, will have to bear bad news, and we, the people of God, are the bearers of good news. I have bad news for you today, and I'm sorry I have to be the bearer of bad news. But everything we're doing, all of this, is a total farce. It's a sham. It's just a crock. And you know why? Because the scientists got together this week, and they discovered, and they posted it on the internet, that there's no possible way that anyone ever in history could have been born of a virgin. Sorry. Sorry to tell you, what we're doing is just a bunch of hooey, because it never happened, according to the scientists. There's no explanation. There's no way. Science will not support a virgin birth. It's just a cover-up for that young lady who's feeling shame, who doesn't want her parents to know what happened. 45 times in America, it has been recorded that people have said that they have given birth and they were virgins. And every one of those was a cover-up. And it's almost as if the scientists think that we who go to church don't know how babies are made. We know. But I'm glad to tell you today that I'm so grateful, I'm so thankful that I serve the kind of God who has some mystery about him, who does things that are unexplainable. The virgin birth, I cannot explain to you today. I have no explanation on how God did that, other than the fact that he had to do it that way because Jesus existed before he came here to be one of us, to be Emmanuel, God with us. You know, this is just me. What I'd like to tell those scientists, I'd love to just turn them to Job chapter 38 today and say, where were you when God laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? God says, when I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness, when I fixed limits for it, set its doors and bars in place, when I said, this far you may come and no farther, here is where your proud waves halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the deep, the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all of this. That's what I want to say to these scientists. Who died and made you God? And how come I can't serve a God that's so wonderful and mysterious that he's capable of doing things beyond explanation? I want to serve a God like that. I don't want to serve a God that I can explain everything about him. We are worshiping God today in Trinity Life Center. I cannot explain the Trinity to you. I've tried and tried and tried. The harder I try, the more complicated it becomes. I taught on it for an hour and a half one time. Lady came up afterwards and said, I'm more confused now than I've ever been. Some things are just God. Mysteries. Unfathomable. How could Jesus have been born of a virgin? So if I'm going to believe the scientists today, I have nothing but bad news for you. We're just like the American economy. 1971 is the last time we were on the gold standard. That means that's the last time we had enough gold in Fort Knox to cover all of the paper money that we were printing. It's been over 40 years since we had substance behind our paper. So I don't know how much longer we can go, and I'm not here to talk about that today, but I'm here to talk to you about substance. I'm here to talk to you about the why behind all of this that we do, all the lights, all the tinsel, all the decorations, all the songs, the timeless carols that we sing. Is there any substance behind it? You better believe it. You better believe it. Because if you believe it, if you believe today that there was a Savior who was born of a virgin, if you believe today that God is real and that he loves you so much, that today, yes, indeed, because of what he accomplished from heaven to earth, every life matters today. Every life matters. Because that's who Jesus is. That's why he came. I think sometimes we get this wrong impression of death. Somehow it just becomes the end all. Friends, let me tell you something. If you know somebody who is a believer in Jesus Christ and they die, that's not the end. That's not death. It may look like death. It may taste like death. It may feel like death. We certainly mourn like it's death because of our time of separation from those that we love. But the good news today is that anyone who puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ is going to live forever. And you have that marvelous assurance. You have that incredible promise today. That's who we are. We are the people who believe. We are the people of the living God, so that we can look back to a prophet who wrote thousands of years ago and a thousand years before it happened, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace." Will you bow your heads with me right now? Close your eyes. Father, I'm so grateful today for the reality, for the substance, for the gold that's in our Fort Knox today. There's something behind who we are and what we believe. Christmas is real. Christmas is real. I just can't imagine trying to celebrate Ramadan as a Muslim and we take Muhammad out of the picture. Try that and you'll start a holy war. It's not going to happen. But people try to take Jesus out of Christmas all the time. Don't let it happen, friends. Anybody who says to you in the next 4 or 5 days, "Merry," if they say "Happy Holidays," you turn around and say, "Merry Christmas." Put Jesus back in it. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. He's what it's really all about. Put your trust in him today. Put your total belief in Jesus today. I mean, he's better than Santa. I love Santa, but Jesus is better than Santa. It's like the little boy that you've heard the story. Little Catholic boy was writing Santa and said, "Dear Santa, I've been a good boy this year." And he knew that wasn't true. And so he tore that letter up, started again. And he said, "Dear Santa, I've been decent this year." He knew that wasn't true. Tore that letter up. Looked over on the mantle, saw the little statue of Mother Mary. Grabbed it, put her in a shoebox, stuck it under his bed and said, "This time I'm going to write Jesus. Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again, you better give me what I want this Christmas." It's okay to believe in Santa, but I'll tell you what, it's the best of all to put your total faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Friends, you have to believe in something. You have to believe in something. You believed that these pews were going to be sturdy enough to hold you when you sat down today. If you rode in a car with someone to church today, you had faith that they were going to drive safely and put the brake on at the appropriate time. If you went across a bridge, you didn't have to stop and call the engineer, although coming up in our country, because the infrastructure is so old, you might have to do that. Be careful before you cross a bridge. But every day we exercise faith. Exercise your faith today. Put your full trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is trustworthy. He is real. He accomplished everything he said he was going to accomplish. Stand with me, if you will. We have substance behind what we believe, and that's why our hearts, no matter how much they hurt, no matter what you're facing circumstantially, you can have this incredibly deep joy and peace and love and faith. Trust what you believe. He's worthy to receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. If you're here today and you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, pray this prayer with me. In fact, let's all pray it together. Say, "Jesus, come into my life. I believe in you. I believe that you're real, that you came, you were born of a virgin. You lived an exemplary life, perfect. Therefore, you were able to appease God's wrath against all my sins. You became my substitute. You went to the cross in my place. You died for me. They buried you. You rose again. You're alive right now. You're at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. And I give you my whole heart and my full belief today, right here, right now, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give him praise. He's real. He's alive. He's worthy to receive glory and honor. Let's close today by singing this great carol, just the first and the fourth verses. Sing it out from your heart today.
Joy to the world.
Dismissed.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
God bless you. Merry Christmas.